listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Nicole Cassell Moore with the University of Michigan News Service. Today I'll be discussing the cars of the future with U of M Mechanical Engineering Professor Zoran Filippi. He's the Assistant Director of our Automotive Research Center, and he recently wrote an article titled, What You'll Be Driving in 10 Years, for the website of the university's Michigan Memorial Phoenix Energy Institute. Professor Filippi, let's get right to the big question. With concerns about global warming and the search for cleaner technologies, what kind of cars do you think we'll be driving a decade from now?
I see a diversity of propulsion options a decade from now. We'll have much more efficient vehicles, and there will be also options to replace the fossil fuels with other fuels like biofuels, for example. So depending on the class and size of vehicles, we are going to see more diesels, advanced gasoline technologies. For sure, we are going to see more hybrids. And if your commutes are not too long, you just might have a plug-in hybrid in your driveway.
Can you describe a plug-in hybrid for us?
Yes, a plug-in hybrid is a vehicle that uses an electric motor as a primary source of power. The electric battery is there to provide the energy, and we charge that overnight. However, there is also an IC engine on board to extend the range and charge the battery if it becomes depleted.
Can you explain the difference between the plug-in hybrid electric car and the hybrids on the market today?
The main difference is this size of the energy storage. So today's hybrid has an IC engine, an electric motor has a secondary power source, and a battery, but the battery is relatively small. And it's primarily there to allow us to regenerate, to capture some of the braking energy and reuse it. In addition, having this electric motor and the battery on board allows us to coordinate two power sources and optimize engine operation. That gives us some efficiency as well. In the plug-in, the battery is much, much bigger. And as I said, we can charge it overnight using your standard power outlet. And then in the morning, when you get going, all of the power will be provided by the battery. And in case your commute ends up being really long, the IC engine is there to give you the range and get you back home safely.
So a plug-in hybrid electric vehicle would be less dependent on gasoline than other cars, but we still have to burn fossil fuel to make the energy to power the car. So what's the benefit?
Indeed, we are just replacing the gasoline with electrical energy, and it all depends on how we generate this energy. So we are effectively filling in this valley of low consumption overnight because the power generation capacity is there to fulfill all the requirements during peak hours, early afternoon, every day. And the valley is filled in primarily with coal-fired and natural gas power plants. However, given the efficiencies of the power plants and anticipated efficiencies of new plug-in hybrid vehicles, we would still save about 27% of greenhouse emissions based on the recent analysis by the Pacific Northwest National Lab. The long-term vision, though, is to replace this with renewables. And as we bring more renewables into power generation, like the wind energy, solar energy, we will be able to use that for our vehicles and have carbon neutral propulsion of cars.
So why do we have to wait 10 years? What's the biggest hurdle to commercializing plug-in electric hybrids?
The vision is clear, but there are still some hurdles. And the main technological hurdle would be batteries, cost and size of batteries, although lithium-ion technology has a promise of overcoming this. In a plug-in hybrid, we deplete the battery completely and during every cycle, and that's also detrimental to battery life. In addition, we need to study the consumer behavior, driving habits, market forces, as well as policy, and all of this will eventually produce solutions that will be acceptable to the public.
I've been talking with Zoran Filippi, a research associate professor of mechanical engineering and the assistant director of the Automotive Research Center at the University of Michigan.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.